Holy Mother. I'm just here for a benevolent purpose today. You benevolent? That'll be the day the sun doesn't shine. I'm just hanging this banner. Don't worry, everything will be fine. I've even gathered up the tiles I so carelessly kicked off the roof last time I was up here, when I put that skylight through. I am fixing them to their sheaths. I've even brushed the leaves and sanded out the guttering. Are you feeling all right, son? You're not normally like this. There must be a rage brewing. Far from it, Mother. I've never felt better, and soon every citizen will join me in this mood, because things are about to get a lot better around here. I'll believe that when I see it, which will most likely be never. What does that banner of yours say, anyway? You can't spell to save your life. This way, to claim your free benefits. I am proclaiming free benefits and health care for all. I reckon you'll need your own free care, because you're getting delirious. You've never offered anything free in your life before. I remember that first aid course at school you tried to charge for resuscitation and bandages. Just because someone has behaved terribly for the last 50 years doesn't mean they can't change, does it? I can turn over a new leaf. This country is in for the shock of its life when I'm done with it. All the hospitals, doctor surgeries and benefit offices that I'll open. Where hospitals have closed, I will bring in a portable hospital using one of the mobile vehicles that used to be used for libraries. Speaking of which, they'll reopen too. And Lord of the Rings will be back on the shelves, even alongside books which have dissed me in the past. This will be a star country in the new internationalist. Well, I don't believe a fucking word of this. I think you're full of shit, like you usually are. And now the only difference is you're even more full of it than before, when you would lock up children for calling your names. But Mother, they won't be able to do that now, because I'll reopen the nurseries and they'll be inside a room full of playful activities. Whatever, I'm going in to watch Coronation Street. I really hate to be anywhere else at 7:30. Even when I'm out and taping it, I try to watch it on any TV I find by stealing the remote. Enjoy your programme, and when I get down, I'll turn the TV on for you. I'll make you some tea and biscuits during the break, and then I'll work on my good-natured reforms.
Inside the palace.
Hello. Who may I be speaking my words to?
Dad, I wouldn't normally call you. He never watches you out of my gob tier. It would be to tell you to get the hell out of the palace. But I think Saddam has hit his head. He's acting kind of strange.
How do you mean strange? I mean he's usually mad. Thank God I've got a secret laboratory to escape to, for whenever he's in a rage, which is almost always a daily basis.
I don't know how to put it. He's not so much acting strange, no more than usual. But how can I put this? Acting nice? It's freaking me out. I think you'd better come round.
I'll be round straight away. Well, after the bill is finished.
And just because I've wronged you doesn't mean you don't have to wipe your feet. You look carefully on them shoes. I don't want any camel, dog or any other kind of shite to grace my carpet. If I find anything like that on your shoes, I'll put them on personally. And then I'll come round and tread the shit into your mat. To see how your carpets like it. Do you get that?
Yes, madam.
45 minutes later, after the bill has finished.
You came round quickly. The bill's only just gone into adverts.
It was a predictable storyline. I knew what would happen. I left early.
Hand me them shoes. I can't trust you to check them yourself. This carpet's rare. And it was once stained by none other than Pavarotti, who would come in after treading an oil in the drive. I'll just throw him in the cupboard.
Where is he now?
Saddam! Oh, I don't give a fuck. Oh, that's why I called you, isn't it? He's in the study. He's taken out his law books, the rule book diaries. I think he's rewriting them.
Dare I go and see?
Well, go on then. Now I think he probably wouldn't bite like he usually does.
Oh, Dad, come in. I'm so glad you could make it. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I made a pot when I left home and then forgot about it. It'll probably be stewed.
No, you're too modest. I won't take no for an answer. How many sugars?
No, thanks.
Oh, you're just saying that, aren't you? Don't worry, you can have as many as you like.
Okay, 10 then.
Would you like another cup of tea, Mother?
I know you've been generous and all, But no offence, your tea is shit. It curdles when I get it, and it tastes like dishwater that has an old tea bag chucked in it, frankly. No offence taken. Maybe later then. But listen, you'll find a little something for yourself in the Grand Lounge. I don't believe it. It's a card from me son. Thanks, mate. And there's a present, too. Don't forget to open it. You shouldn't have. Anything for you. No, really, you shouldn't have. This present is shit. Oh, she's just saying that. She likes it.
So, what is it you're writing in those diaries?
Oh, Dad, the laws of this country were too oppressive. They were beginning to get on my wick. I mean, any dictator can be a right bastard. I thought I would set myself a challenge and actually make a country that I would like to live in myself.
So what changes are you making, then? Does this mean there'll be hospitals and benefits?
Of course. How can you have a country where you're not looked after if you are sick? And sometimes there's not enough work for everyone to do. For those who can't or won't work, we can pay them a living wage to keep them happy.
Oh, you really have turned over a new leaf. I can't quite believe what I'm hearing. I thought it was my amnesia, or this was a dream. And I thought maybe you'd hit your head, but you look as solid as a rock.
And don't forget prisons, Dodd. Think of them now as more like rehabilitation centres where one can go to learn the error of one's ways and learn to readjust and fit into society again.
I must say, I am amazed.
Now, Dodd, let me have a talk to you. Just me and you. Are you happy? Really happy?
Well, if you must know, sir, I guess the answer would be no. I worked once in Neston High School as a science teacher. And there we would be set targets and marking. And the workload was enormous, but since working for this empire, I've just been in a constant state of duress. Full of fear for my life if one of my inventions ever backfired. I would do anything, sir, to return to those targets and marking.
I know. I just don't have it within me to do this to you any longer. I've been thinking. I mean, there are so many brilliant people all around the world. And as you know, I have 994 million points myself. I could offer a fantastic wage to any of the world's top scientists. So, if you really want to go back to teaching, far be it for me to stop you.
Really? This means I can go back and teach kids, mark all evening to meet the government's ridiculous targets, and hand out assignments to kids who haven't done homework since before they first put on a school uniform? I can go back to teaching? You really mean that, sir?
The words that fall out of my lips are not usually lies. You can go back first thing next week. I'll reserve a private plane for you at Baghdad Security Airport. The next day, the town of Neston will enter your sight again. I have to admit, I'm sorry for the way I've treated you. You are a fine man. Well, I think you've really lost it. Who's that at the door? We shouldn't be shouting for each other as we usually do to get the door. We could employ a butler. I could pay him handsomely. Come to think of it, I've left it open. Come in.
It is me, Vulcan. Why didn't you shout at each other to get the door like you usually do?
I did at least, but you're just waltzing in like you're in the place anyway.
Why have I not received any calls to make any assassinations today?
Vulcan, we do not assassinate people, or even lock them up without a fair trial. I am speechless, you could even suggest such a thing.
Then what is my job? I am useless.
Listen, Vulcan, since you can't assassinate anyone anymore...
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
I've been thinking you can be in charge of the army. That'll keep you occupied. Here, you're going to need this for your new guns.
What's this?
Why, it's a check, and it's got your name on it.
Something's happened to Saddam. I don't know how to put it. He's changed.
You don't need to whisper, Dodd. Let the whole world hear it. I'm a changed man. In fact, I think I'll go outside and make an announcement to the citizens.
Outside the palace in the town square, Saddam makes an announcement to the citizens.
Citizens, citizens! So glad you could make it. Don't look so worried. It's just your leader, Saddam Hussein. It's not like you have to get here for a certain time. And it's your square. Have you all had a nice day? The weather's nice, isn't it? A bit polluted, but still nice, I think. The sun has got his hat on.
Huh?
I've been thinking a lot about this great land of ours, and I've been making some reforms, and
You know what? I don't think we need these anymore.
Saddam throws his rulebook diaries out at the crowd.
You know what I think we and this great country needs? Oh, sorry, did that book hit you? Well, it looks like you'll need to go to hospital. But all of the ones that closed down need reopening, so we're going to have mobile hospital vans with sirens on them parked in the street.
Yes, I will get out of your sight now.
No, don't do that. This citizen needs to go to hospital right now. And if any of the rest of you have any ailments or operations that you need, you can all go to hospital right now too.
Well, I need a heart bypass, but I can't afford it.
Excuse me, are you currently unemployed? Are you out of work?
Yes, will I be punished?
Lord, no! This brings me so neatly on to my second announcement from this day forward. If you are unfortunate enough to run out of your own money, I have decided that you can now draw a small wage from the state. Builders right now are working on a benefits office. And this brings me on to my third announcement. What about the criminals? What about them? Are our jails too full at the moment? Well, right now, the criminals, instead of eating bread and stale water, I put them in plush suites with PlayStations and satellite TV, being rehabilitated so that they'll never commit a crime ever again. Some inmates like prison so much, they'd rather stay inside. Now that'll be the end of my speech. Now don't worry. And when you leave, slow down. This square does not belong to any one man. It belongs to all of us. In fact, the old street market that used to use it selling magic and horoscopes can even come back.
I don't believe this. He's absolutely lost his mind. If this is really true, this country will go to rack and ruin. These citizens will run the asylum.
Oh, it's you, Hammett? Who invited you?
I do work for Saddam, miss.
Oh, I say. How do you know I'm a right madam?
Hammett, I have an idea.
What are you pestering me for? This is turning into a national crisis. I know Saddam has acted like a right bastard and he should turn over a new leaf, but this is taking the piss.
Me and you, Hammett.
Yes?
Me and you could make a bid for leadership. Saddam has turned himself into a soft target. I say we take him out and run this place ourselves.
I don't want to run Iraq. I think it's a piece of crap.
I hate to butt in and spoil your plans, boys, but have you seen that calendar?
Shut up! I'm trying to get an aim at his head.
Leaving so soon, dear citizens? It's such a shame, we were just getting to know each other. But all, wait up. I have a fourth announcement. April Fool!
Oh my God! April 1st! I knew it was too good to be true!
I can't believe you all fell for it! Benefits of the hospital reform! What a laugh! Oh my God, my sides are splitting! Oh well, we'd all better just get back to work! Get the fuck back to your chain gangs or whatever the hell it is I make you do! Now remember, Mr. Nice Guy's gone for a walk now. So all of you, get out of my town square now! Picture, if you like, a 10-second countdown in your heads and use that to get to the gate. Vulcan, I heard you back there. Where are you, you traitorous idiot? By God, I hope you've got a gun with you. Blame it on any idiot remaining interlopers after 10 seconds is up.
Aye, aye, sir.
What about the room of dinies?
Actually read the pages, fool.
Oh, yeah, April Fool.
This was all an April Fool's? But what about Neston? My dreams of being a boring science teacher again.
I lied. You're not going anywhere. Don't take it from me. If you go anywhere near that airport on Monday, I will fly you back to Neston personally. Only, of course, you'll have been shot, and then I'll bury you under the high school.
I'm saying nothing. I knew all along you're about as rotten as those decaying apples I took in the car to lob into a landfill. But what about me card? Aha! That was genuine.
Have you got it with you?
Of course. I'll treasure it forever.
Let me see that.
I can't believe you tore up the card. That's it. When we get back, I'll be making short work of what remains of those diaries.
I have backups, you know that. What do you think those banks of computers are for? Watching Emmerdale on the TV cards? Virus storage? Oh, and about your present, the warranty had gone on it anyway, and it was bust. I jumped up and down on the box it came on, and then I painted it over with enamel. So quite frankly, it's about as good as a chocolate teapot.
It was a chocolate teapot!
Ah, well, all's well that ends well. Things are back to normal now, the way that things should be. Gee, shoot me if I ever really turn into someone like that.